Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we begin an occasional series called White Boy Learns Spanish. I'm the white boy. Why white boy learns Spanish? Well, a few reasons. Latinos now make up more than a quarter of the New York City population and an increasing fair bit of the suburban population around here as well. Maybe you saw the newspaper article this week about the surge in the Mexican population in particular in New York City. And for too many Anglos and Latinos alike, there's not much substantive contact with each other. You know, maybe there's professional contact in one way or another or whatever, but we hope this series will be useful and fun for both groups of listeners. For Latinos, it'll be a chance to get on the radio and talk more than we have here before about Latino culture and issues and politics. For Anglos, it'll be a chance to learn more about the Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and Mexicans and Salvadorans and Peruvians and Colombians and others increasingly among us. We'll talk food and media and politicians and holidays and immigration and poverty and wealth and housing and salsa and merengue and language and more. Now, my role is the white boy who, let's just say, has a lot to learn about Spanish New York City and vicinity. Our primary guest for this occasional series is Nelson Antonio Dennis, New Yorican writer, satirical filmmaker. Maybe you saw his movie Vote for Me, former assemblyman from East Harlem, Harvardista, and other stuff that might sneak out along the way. And on each segment, you and I who don't speak Spanish will hopefully come away with a few choice vocabulary words and phrases with which to impress people at parties and probably sound stupid while trying to sound cool. So, Nelson, welcome back to WNYC, and thanks for agreeing to be my tutor.
¿Cómo estás, Brian? ¿Habla español?
Poco.
Oh, un poco, bueno, vas a hablar mucho.
How would you say very, very little?
Muy poquito, perdóname.
Muy poquito, perdóname, excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, muy poquito, indeed. For this first segment, we'll talk mostly about the thriving Spanish language media world in New York City that's all but invisible to most non-Spanish speakers. But we also want to open the phones, open them wide, in fact, for our Spanish-English bilingual listeners. And here's the invitation. Call up with any word or expression that you think Anglos should hear. 212-267-WNYC. 267-9692. Nelson?
And Brian, please, when you call in what Anglo should hear, please keep it clean.
That's right. I don't know if, you know, Michael Powell, the head of the FCC, speaks Spanish, but keep it clean anyway. It can be about politics or life in general, about an issue, about a holiday, about your religion, about art or music, about your work. Oh, and here come the calls. And it can be serious or funny, any word or expression that says something meaningful about your Latino culture or you yourself that you think Anglos out there ought to hear. 212-267-WNYC, 267-9692. And Nelson, you've been on a few times before for your movie and once as a politician, but let's give our listeners a bit of a sense of you. You've done both politics and media, obviously.
I banged around in New York politics for a good about 14 years at this point. I was the assemblyman in East Harlem for 4 years, 11 campaigns in 11 years. And I boiled all that down to this movie that I brought to your offices some time ago.
Right, and played clips from it, and
it was
really funny.
And I really want to run that guy. I want to run him for Congress.
Now, for people who don't know the movie, who was that guy?
The movie is called Vote for Me, and it was based on my experiences, particularly this 70-something-year-old guy that beat up a drug dealer who worked for me. And we got in all sorts of trouble, but I thought that was a great... I thought it was a great thing. So I promised him that I'd vindicate him someday. So I made this movie about a 70-year-old Puerto Rican super who runs for Congress. And his name was Machu Chal. And in fact, I think the time is right now. And I brought something here. John Cusack had a campus campaign, about 200 campuses wanted John Cusack to run for president.
Right, you're holding up a Cusack for president.
That's right.
Photo.
I think we should have our guy. Okay, Machu Chal for president. But before we go any further, I don't think that we need to establish a signature here.
Yes.
You know, a sort of a sonic boom.
Well, what would that
so,
be?
Brian, I got to get you to do this. All right, we're gonna start. This show is gonna be. I think it would probably go something like this. WNYC, La Esquina Latina, Radio Bemba con Brian Lehrer. Okay, Brian, give it a shot.
Okay, now you know I'm so ignorant. I'm almost embarrassed to be doing this, but this is why I'm doing this. That I don't even know the letters.
W N A Y.
Wow, that's a good one for Y. Y.
Yeah. Y. But remember, give it that deep. That.
W. Why? Because all Latinos have deep voices.
Well, because that's the reputation, guys.
That's how you'd hear it on La Mega, right?
Yeah.
When I go to Miami, and you know, when I've heard Mexican radio, it's all W N A Y.
How's that? Esquina Latina.
Esquina Latina, the Latin,
Latin corner,
the Latin corner,
Esquina,
with
right.
a feminine construction, Latina,
right.
Esquina Latina.
You'll get it. So you know it'll roll. W-N-E-Y-C-A, Esquina Latina con Brian Lerer.
So, and how do you say show? A show,
show.
Brian Lerer show.
El show.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
El Gran Show.
All right. Okay. So I can't say the Brian. La.
La Esquina Latina.
Oh yeah. No. But I can't say the Brian Lehrer show in Spanish because it's the same thing except for the.
Right.
What's the word if I say the Brian Lehrer show?
El show de Brian.
El show de Brian Lehrer. Now, one of my great shortcomings in life is that I never learned how to roll my R's.
Uh-huh.
Can you give me a good R rolling lesson?
I guess you would think of a revving up a motor.
Uh-huh.
Kids do that. Room,
room.
Yeah, and just extend it and.
Ferrer.
Freddy Ferrer.
Ferrer. But if he comes on and I call him Freddy Ferrer, he's going to think I'm full of it.
No, he's going to give you a cigar. He's going to think he's selling you some.
All right. It's just my first day, folks. Let's take a phone call. What the heck? Let's go through some of these calls. Then we'll talk more about the media and the media other than my show and see where we go from there on this debut edition of White Boy Learn Spanish with filmmaker and former Assemblyman Nelson Dennis. Carlos in Newark, you're on WNYC.
N-A-Y-C-A.
Soon I'm going to say that like in my sleep, but not yet. Hi, Carlos.
Hola, ¿cómo están ahí?
Ay, chévere. ¿Cómo está, okay. Carlos?
Sí, yo soy... No, está para este dicho es para... No para el señor Lehrer, pero para los blancos que no escuchan, muchos que no escuchan ahora, y la frase que estamos aquí para quedarnos, porque muchos creen que nos vamos a regresar a la casa, pero no vamos a regresar.
Is he insulting me? I don't know.
Not yet, but he's very, it's a very powerful idea. Could you repeat it in English, except for the phrase, Carlos? That's, di la cosa, what you just said, so that everyone else can understand.
Okay, this is not for Mr. Lehrer, but for the white people that listen to us. Now, a lot of them think that we will return back to our land, but I want to say to them that we are here to stay. So it's more for the white people, a lot that listen to us. We're going to here to stay. We're not going back, and they have to accept it.
Okay, so now say just that phrase right. in Spanish.
Okay, estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Or also, aquí nos quedamos.
Okay. Okay.
Aquí nos quedamos.
Same thing.
Yeah.
That means we're here to stay. We're not going back.
You know, in the Bronx, it was actually a community gardens effort that was called that. Aquí nos quedamos. And it was very organized. It went on for about 10 years because they didn't want to be bulldozed and have high rises going up.
You know, especially for the people on Long Island, the white people, especially for Mexican brother, we're here to stay. We're not leaving Long Island.
Okay, Carlos, thank you very much.
So echa pa'lante.
Break that down for me. Aquino, now even I know aquí means here. So aquino would be we are here?
Yeah, aquí, nos is we, is the possessive we. And quedamos is we stay. Aquí nos quedamos.
And Barbara in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. I think it's such fun to learn another language, and to keep the language learning experience upbeat, why not use the phrase me encanta, which means in Spanish, I like it, but it's a very emphatic form. It's a reflexive verb, me encanta.
Sounds great, yeah, me encanta. I'm enchanted by it, right? Me encanta.
Me encanta aprender español.
There you go. That's great.
Me encanta already. thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk a little media. The Latino community is so diverse in the area, not just by nationality, but by generation and degree of assimilation and lots of things. Who reads what? Who watches what?
Actually, that's a very dynamic and continually changing flux, as probably best illustrated by El Diario and Hoy, which are the two
daily newspapers.
They're both competing essentially for the first generation immigrant, Spanish dominant, newly arrived, adhering to newly or just first generation. That there's, even if they've been here a while, they're adhering to old world values. They want to know what's going on in the home country, especially as an example, Mexicans who come here and are actually working, saving money and sending it back to their families in towns like Puebla. And so El Diario and Hoy have sidebar components in their newspaper which are dedicated to particular countries. And it's competition being very healthy. It's great that we have both Hoy and El Diario. They're in a circulation battle. Hoy, interestingly enough, got caught artificially inflating its figures, which is kind of a little bit of a scandal.
Owned by Newsday
and by the Tribune Broadcasting Company. And ownership actually reflects something that's going on in Latino media. At the highest levels, you are a yeoman worker. You're an artist and a personality doing your thing every day.
Wage slave.
That's what we are. But at the investment banking and the stock offering levels, these are just properties. That's all they are. They're income generating properties for their investors. And over the last 5 to 10 years, the Latino market has been the only one that's been continually building nationwide from year to year, whereas there's been a lot of media segmentation. And if you just look at cable television versus network television.
Didn't NBC just acquire Telemundo?
Right. So exactly. That's a great example. So NBC acquired Telemundo. Viacom bought 10% of the largest Spanish radio network in the country. El Diario was bought by CPK Media, Tribune's buying Hoy, and publishing houses are also getting into it.
So does this affect content? Is it less authentic because it's owned by, you know, an American conglomerate or something?
Potentially. There can be, as in so many areas of communication and the arts, a homogenization, a market-driven. If you look at the 6 o'clock news bureaus, what they lead with, they lead with a fire, with a tragedy, and you have to go to outlets like WNYC to get any in-depth coverage. So that kind of across the board media and numbers and Nielsen ratings driven kind of programming will happen when it's owned by larger entities. I'll give you one other
Too. The Mexican soap operas that are on in primetime and Univision.
Exactly. I mean which became something of a scandal in Puerto Rico, because in Puerto Rico, when Univision took over some local stations.
See, now I knew. I've said it badly all my life.
Univision. Yeah.
Okay.
So in Puerto Rico, as an example, when Univision came in, they eliminated local broadcasting. The telenovelas were cast in with more white looking principal actors from Mexico and Venezuela. I'll give you another real blatant example. Gerson Borrero wrote a column
columnist at El Diario.
Yeah, wrote a treatment regarding Fidel Castro on education, and he ran it. And the new owners, the CPK Media, had a problem with it, and they insisted that he withdraw the article, to them offending article. And in protest, Gerson quit the editorial staff of El Diario. And much to El Diario's chagrin, Hoy and the Daily News ran it in its entirety, because it's just a First Amendment issue and a people's right to know. So whenever you have major remote ownership, it's like a remote landlord.
Harrison is always getting into trouble, opening his mouth. You'd think he was a columnist or something. Oh, he is. Frederico in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Yes, I am really thrilled about this. I listen to the station all the time, and I have to congratulate you for doing this, since I'm a Hispanic, and I'm very proud to hear all this.
Thanks.
But I wanted to talk about the R business.
The R issue.
Well, this is a little way of exercising, and I thought you might want to learn this.
Good.
And it's the phrase,
R con R cigarro. Rápido ruedan las ruedas del ferrocarril. So you might want to just practice on that.
Could you say that again? Because we're probably going to write that down for Ryan.
I could not repeat that back to you, so.
R con R cigarro. Very good. Rápido ruedan las ruedas del ferrocarril.
Rápido ruedan las ruedas.
Sí.
Rápido ruedan las ruedas del. I hope there's a producer writing this down.
I hope so too, because I don't have it yet. And now I also don't know what it means. Does it mean I'm going to the cigar bar no matter what Mayor Bloomberg says, or what does it mean?
It just means R with R cigar. Rapidly run the wheels of the railroad. There's another part that's missing, but anyway, that's the essence of it.
All right. Well,
thank you.
Anyway, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you very much.
Call in again.
Leah in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
Hi. I've been in New York for 20 years, and I've been trying to integrate into the American society. But
from where originally?
Uruguay.
Uh-huh.
And I always try to learn English, but now the Spanish entertainment is so good in radio, for example, Mega, or that I just end up like being Spanish all the time. I want to listen to Spanish all the time. And like sometimes they say bad words in Mega that don't mean in different countries different words are bad words or not. Like for example, the word bicho, you shouldn't say it to Puerto Ricans, but in any other country it means insect.
Sounds like a word.
So I guess don't say it in New York.
It doesn't have to do with women. No. Okay. But, you know, there's an issue. We're going to run out of time here in about 30 seconds. But there's an issue that Anglos would raise with the availability of so much Spanish language media that it's keeping you from learning English and assimilating as much as you even said you want to. Is that a problem? Too much Spanish keeping you down in a sense?
Well, I wonder that if that's right for the newcomers. Well, never learn English.
Liz, thank you for calling. And Nelson Dennis, we have 15 seconds. She mentioned La Mega. I always thought Howard Stern was the king of all media in New York. Who is it really?
Well, the number two radio station overall is La Mega, ranked number two in New York. And the number one show, barring all, in all demographic age groups, regardless of format or language, and beating Howard Stern is El Vacilón de la Mañana, which goes from 6 to 11, and it's a kind of a combination.
All right. We will do White Boy Learn Spanish Part 2 in a few weeks. Nelson Dennis, thank you.
Otra vez, WNYC.